You are listening to BensTorah.com.
And in 3 days will be the Yortzai and the Rebbe, Ramosh Shapir Zechatzai Vracha. So this shir is the shir where we just put it on backwards. This shir, this is based a lot. We quote my Rebbe and this shir constantly. Is in Amamish the shir that was a shlucha that came out, an extension of my Rebbe. That's what I feel. And Beis Hashem will learn tonight an idea about in the parsha, which I think is very fitting to what my Rebbe brought to the world and what exactly represented. So we'll start with the following. It says in the Pasuk, when Yaakov Avinu is coming down to Mitzrayim, he's coming down with all his children. And then the Torah tells us, "Kol ha-nefesh ha-bol Yaakov Mitzrayim." The whole nefesh that came to Mitzrayim, what are they? Kol nefesh shishim v'shesh. There's 66 people, if you count Yaakov and all his descendants, everybody's coming in, it's a total of 66. Next pasuk says, "Bnei Yosef ha-shil to Mitzrayim nefesh na." You have Yosef with his two children. And then when you count them, it comes up to be 70. So Rashi really points out, it's not 70, it's really supposed to be 69. You have your chabad that you're missing. That's what it is. Okay, so that the next plus, I got another sugya. Maybe we'll get back to it in the coming weeks, next week. The idea of the 70 of Am Yisrael. But right now I want to focus on the 66. Why does the Torah have to tell you that the Yaakov war is 66? We know how to count. This was the 70. 70 is a very big number. It's a very chashuv number. It's an important number. Learn about it. The 70, as Rashi says in Chumash Dvayim, the 70 of Am Yisrael, the connected to 70 Umos. That's a stage before we get to Shishim Riboy. Shivim the Mitzrayim. That's a number, a big number. What is the 66 doing over here? Why are we emphasizing the Yaakov even before he came to Mitzrayim was 66? But then after he came to Mitzrayim, turned to be 70. What's that 66 that we're referring to Yaakov as he comes down to Mitzrayim? What are we talking about? Now, it's brought down that Chazal and Sefer HaZohar say in one way that the number 66 of Yaakov over here, you know what 66? It's a 60 and a 6. 60 and a 6. 60 is, we know that in general Chazal tell us that how many mesechtas we have in Shas, we have 60 mesechtas. Now, the truth is we have 63, not 60. So people are oiming on that. Maybe Yabo connected to Bobakam. Maybe there's another Masechta. But conceptually, there's Shishi Melachos of 60 Masechtas in Shas. 60 Masechtas. And how many Zdorim you have in Shas? Shishi Zdorim. There's 6 Zdorim that include all these Masechtas. Says Chazal Tzibar Zoya, the Shishi Meshesh, the 66 that come with Yaakov down to Mitzrayim is the 60 Masechtas. In the Shay's Dar. So first of all, why is this mentioned over here? Why are we talking now about the 60 Masechtas when we're going down to Mitzrayim? But more, furthermore, what's more difficult to understand is what do you mean 60 and 6? 6 is the general number and 60 is the details. So either focus on the 60, which are the 60 Masechtas, the details, or you focus on the Avos, on the general term, which is 6. Or you say 66, you count it both? What's this point? What are we doing over here? Finally, the Megala Mukus, who starts speaking about a few weeks ago, go into a moment back into the whole what he says, but he points out that the number 66, if you take the name of Yaakov, the gematria of Yaakov, you have 100, 70, 80, 182, plus 66 is 248. The numeric value of Ramach. Ramach is a full, complete person. Yaakov Avinu became Ramach, he completed himself, when he reached that number 66, and that 66 was added to his name. So here, this is already really mind-shattering. What's going on over here? 66 kids of Yaakov, and that completes Yaakov? And it would be 65. What do you mean? What does 66 come in completing Yaakov? What's trying to What is the 66? The Yaakov Avinu's children, the Torah was emphasizing, should know the 66. By the way, it's brought down in the Sefer HaZohar and Sefer Kubalim all over the place. 66 obviously has a lot, big significance. We're trying to understand a little bit in our terms. So going back to Amigal Amukus, we went into it a few weeks ago, but now let's go from another angle. Amigal Amukus tells us the following. A big yesoid regarding the Ovis. He says like this. All the Ovis needed to complete to become Ramach. Ramach, 248, 240 limbs in Adam. And the idea was that they had to complete their life, their body. They had to be an Adam HaShalem, 248. How did they do that? Well, Avraham Avinu, it says in Rashi and Chumash, he was, Avraham without a hay, is 243, missing five. The minute he did the Bismillah, he fixed the five more limbs, as Rashi says, and he became Shalom, became 248. So Avraham with the hay, Avraham, is 248. He's complete. Yitzchak Avinu, the Gemach of Yitzchak Avinu is 208. When did he add the 40 to his name? Says the Amigal Amukus. What happened to Yitzchak Avinu when he was the age of 40? He got married. Yitzchak Avinu got married. That's when he became 248. 208 plus 40. And Yaakov Avinu. When was Yaakov Avinu? When did Yaakov Avinu become Shalem? Says the Amigal Amukus when he had 66 children. 66 in his family. You had 66 to Yaakov, that's 248. By the way, I heard it in the name of Elisha Horowitz, and then I found it inside. Yaakov Ruveni brings it. And it says, this is a side point, that it says, the Gevaldika thing, it says, Moshe Rabbeinu put on his face a masveh. That was the mask. Today we're dealing with masks the whole time, right? So the mask of Moshe Rabbeinu was called a masveh. So it's brought down, Yaakov Ruveni brings it, the masveh, what's the masveh? Mem, the 40 of Yitzchak Avinu, the Samech Vav of Yaakov Avinu, and the Hey of Avraham Avinu. You take the Hey of Avraham Avinu completed, you take the Mem that Yitzchak Avinu completed, you take the Samech Vav of Yaakov Avinu completed, that's what Moshe Rabbeinu did. He took all the others did. That's the master of Moshe Rabbeinu. Gevaldik, right? This is Gevaldik. That's the point. Okay. But right now, that's the story, that's the details. What's the Pshat in that? So Pshat is, that, and this Amigal Amukus is hinting to us, this concept, that really we have over here, each Av has his own tafkid. As we mentioned, and when I heard the story that I heard from Yonis and David Shlik and Yerushalayim, that whenever time you speak about the Avos, we're not thinking about the Avos for themselves. The Avos were all tzaddikim, chassidim, yeshivim, we can't even speak about the Avos. Every time we speak about the Avos, what the Avos inherited to us, what they bequeathed to us, what we have from the Avos, what do we get from the Avos? So Avraham Avinu represents the beginning. The start. The start is, he's Midas HaChesed, always the beginning starts with Chesed. Oilam Chesed Yibbonet. The first stage is Chesed. After the beginning. Chesed represents, not going into the details, the male. That's the beginning. The Adam. He needs to complete a person himself. He represents the Avoida of Adam to be his own body, fully complete. Become Ramach to fix your stuff. It's not true that Bismillah already makes Adam, that's the beginning of the ability, but that's what he represents. The Shleimus Adam on his own. Yitzchak Avinu is stage two. Yitzchak Avinu is Midas HaAvoida, Yiro. Avoida is already what a person is Poyel, what you do, the limitations of the Chesed, how the Chesed is received, represents the Nekeva, not going to what you do, the female. And Yitzchak Avinu is the one who gets married. The whole parsha of Yitzchak, it's a whole parsha dealing with Yitzchak Shidduch. Going, waiting, who's going to be the one? We don't find the other of us. We don't find that pursuit of finding the wife. Yitzchak Avinu's avoido is finding his wife. That's his completion. Because Avraham is complete yourself. Yitzchak is you extending yourself out to a marriage when a person becomes Shalem with a wife. You know, and I'll do Shalem without a wife. So the Shleimus of Adam, the second stage of what Am Yisrael is getting from the Avos, is a stage of the person himself, then you have the giver and receiver, the two stuff. But that's not yet the completion. As Rashi says at the beginning of Chumash, you have a husband and wife, when do they become Shalem? When do they become one? Once they have a child, because it says, V'ayu l'bosor echot, says Rashi, second chat, Bavlad, with a child. The child is what brings everything together. The Zachar and then the Nekeva, the right and the left, you bring them together, that brings the child, the combination of both, is the blood. Yaakov Avinu presents that. So if Avram represents the Zochet, the beginning, the start, Yitzchak represents the expansion, the Nekeva, the marriage, Yaakov represents the children. What Yaakov Avinu is bringing to the world, bringing to Am Yisrael, is the Hemshech that you have through the children. And this is the Gemara in Titus. The Gemara in Titus tells us one of the ties of Hamud Beis. Famous Gemara. Let's read it inside. The Gemara tells us, says the Gemara, Omar Yechanan, Yaakov Avinu lo imeis. Yaakov did not die. Says the Gemara, Bechid bichtei savduni savdanyo vechatu chata urim Yaakov did not die. They did a hespin on him. They made it, they did a, the chanito. Right? The kovu kavai, they buried him. Omar the mikri, they have a pasuk. It says in the pasuk, "Shenemav ato al tira v'yakov v'mashem al teichas Yisrael." Don't be afraid, Yaakov Yisrael. Can you mashechom echot v'zarachom echibam? I'm going to bring you back and your children from where they went to. Ma kishu lezara? There's a hekesh between him and his children. Ma zara bechayim af hu bechayim. His children are alive, so he's alive too. What the Gemara says. So the first year of Bada, what does it mean? He's alive too. We just said he buried him. Yeah, bizarre, b'chayim, b'chayim. What does it mean? So the Befarsh on the Masechet Titus, we know Masechet Titus is not Rashi. Befarsh says he really didn't die, he just looked like he died. It was a pretend, it wasn't real. It was just a show. Mashal disagrees. Mashal tells us, no, he died. But Yaakov Avinu was a nifter. But he continues to live. In spirituality, his physical body died. In spirituality, he continues to live. The way Rabbi Tzadok HaKohen says it, but really, that's the mashmos of many other places. So it says, you know what it means? Chate is Yaakov being introduced to the world. What the Gemara tells us in Erevin, Bra Karo Gavu. A son is the legs of his father. Prisa continues to live through his children. Yaakov introduced the fact that your children continue who you are. The Zera brings out a person when he leaves the world. He leaves something here for the next generation to carry. His children, his Talmidim, whoever carries his legacy. There's a continuation. Rav Tzadik says it, Ma'u b'chaim, zar b'chaim, ein hekesh l'mechza. Hekesh goes both ways. So if he's alive, what's the weird life? He reflects it all on this one. We are the life, the eternal life. That's what Yaakov Avinu represents. That's why Yaakov Avinu was so careful about what? Mitosa Shleima. He had to have all his children perfect. And when Yosef, when he thought Yosef died, he was in a village for 23 years. It wasn't just time he lost a child. But he lost his whole most. He needs to be a continuation of his of who he is. Of Zara B'chaim. Of that he's continuing through his children. He understood that his children are 12. That's what it needs to be. Not now at the top of Rida Gedaka 12. But his children had to be all 12. You're missing one. You're missing B'zah Shleima. You're missing the Avodah. That kind of, you know, so speaking, he didn't complete what he's supposed to complete. Yosef dies. That's why he was such service. That's why he was so the tsar for so long. That's what it says. It says Yaakov Avinu. That's Yaakov B'chayim, Zara B'chayim, meaning he's Wukashul Zaroi. Through his Zaroi, he's B'chayim. His Zaro continues him. That was the Chiddush Yaakov Avinu brought to the world. That's what Yaakov Avinu did. So he made it. This is what the Megala Lucas tells us. Yaakov Avinu's completion is once he has 66 children, when he completes, he brings all his children to the world. What about Yosef? Yosef, Beis Hashem, Beis Hashem, thinking of doing the next, that's what the topic of next week, is that Yosef is continued to be another, it's another segment. He's on his own. He has a new branch in Mitzrayim. And Yocheved is another story as well, why Yocheved is not counting, why Yocheved is not pointing. But Yaakov, from Yaakov's perspective, he did his job with his 66. He brought about that connection of him to his children, to the continuation, to the fact that Ubechaim, Mazar Bechaim, Ubechaim, he continues on through his children. When did he complete his mishpacha from his perspective, from his end? His avodah is he completed when he went down to Mitzrayim, his children, these are the 66. So that's first of all that 66 that Yaakov Avinu has that he becomes Ramah, he becomes Shalom. Because that, what is the avodah of Yaakov Avinu? Zar B'chaim, the continuation, the eternity of Am Yisrael, the fact that the Shoshalas, the chain, Am Yisrael continues on and on with no hefsek, that's what Yaakov Avinu introduced. That's Yaakov Avinu Lo Yimeis. The fact that Am Yisrael Lo Yimeis, Am Yisrael is always continuing, that's what Yaakov Avinu brought. That's why he depends on his children. I mean, you think about it, because what's the idea? Our avodah, because what brings us here to the world? We are human beings, very limited, very, you know, don't have much koyach, much power. But our avodah is to try to connect back to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Go back and connect to the internal Hashem. Yaakov showed us how we do that. The chain of Klal Yisrael, Netzach Yisrael Lo Yishakim, the eternity of Klal Yisrael, that's the demonstration of how we connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. As the famous Yavet says, Yaakov Hendin, the biggest nation in the world, the fact that Amishol still exists. That's the Gilu of Hashem in the world. That's what Yaakov introduced. Zar B'chaim, Hu B'chaim, the continuation, the chain that doesn't stop. That's what Yaakov Avinu does. So Yaakov Avinu is the one who shows how we go back to the beginning. How do we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? We are simple people over here, but we're able to connect to the source, to the Sheirush, to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what we're doing. That's what Yaakov Avinu is already doing. Mainly, that could be the Pshat in the Zohar. Zohar tells us, Yaakov Avinu, when he has his children 66, you have the 60 Mesechtes and the 6 Sudar. So first of all, we're talking about Sidri Mishnah. Sidri Mishnah is what? It's Torah Shebaal Peh. Torah Shebaal Peh, what is Torah Shebaal Peh? Torah Shebaal Peh is what we do in the Torah. Torah Shebaal Peh, Kishbol gave it to us. But our body, the human beings, what are we doing? We're Torah Shebaal Peh and we connect to the bigger Torah. And that's the essence of the 66. You have 60 details, but they connect to the 6, which is the 6 Sudarim. The 60 are the Pratim, the 6 are the Kalonim. We're putting in the 60 and the 6 together to say that's the whole essence of Torah Shebaal Peh, what Am Yisrael are doing. Pratim, details, that connect to the Kalonim. We are details, some human beings, detail in the air, but we connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. How we connect? We connect to the internal Hashem. Yaakov Avinu brings this idea. Mazar B'chaim Avu B'chaim. That's what Yaakov Avinu is. Through his children, through the Hemshech of Am Yisrael, you connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what our avodah is, to do Torah, which connects to Torah Shebechtav. Torah Shebaal Peh, it connects, details that connect to the cloud, to the cloud, to the rule, to the general. Shishim Mishtechtes, the Shesh Dorim, all in Torah Shebaal Peh. That's maybe the reason. Zohar says, Yaakov Avinu has 66 children who comes to him to Mitzrayim, because 66 is Shishas Dorim, the Shishim Mishtechtes. Details and rules all connect. Obviously, the Pikabal is about other things that do with 6. Media of 6, media of 60. Yaakov presents the 60. Yosef presents the 6 different things, which I'm not going to get into now. But this gives us a little bit of a taste of the number 66 that comes from Yaakov. I'll add one more thing to that 66 number, just to give us a little bit more of a fact that, you know, opening to that these things are much greater and much bigger, and where these things extend to. Maharbi Ramosh Shapir Zitzal always used to mention the Vilna Gaon that tells us this idea, this concept that we have in the world, ribua, squares, straight lines, and eagle circle. The Gemara in Eivin speaks about it, ribua, migo, eagle, eagle, ribua, spoke about machshava and the daf, you know, the square from the circle from the square, the same. What's that essence about that? So one aspect of it is, straight lines is what a human creates. In this world, if you look at the world, we have all the world around us, all circles. Right? The stones are circle, the trees are circular, the flowers are circle shaped, the birds, the animals. Squares are done by human beings. We create tables, we create chairs, we create computers. That's square. That's what Adam does. Why? Because a circle represents eternity. Circle goes, and it goes again and again and again. There's no beginning and no end. There's Hemshech, there's Nitzchius. A straight line has a beginning, has end. It goes from here to here. It goes from one place to another place. Square goes all ways, make a right, make a left. There is a beginning, there's end. A human being represents the square. That's what we do. We have what to do. An eagle represents the eternity of a HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's in essence what the Goyen says in Tikkun Yisrael. Now, Rav Menachem Mendel Mishiklo was a Talmud of the Goyim, says the following, if you understood him correctly, I hope there's a Shem Mechamet to the Emes, to what he meant. And if not, hopefully it's the get to that. This is when you have an eagle as a circle, Nitzrius. A kav, a straight line, that's what our Avodah Avodah. there is something that connects the circle to the straight line. What is that? That's a wheel. What's a wheel? What's the definition of a wheel? A wheel is a circle, but it does have a connection to a straight line. That's the whole idea. It connects, it's going from one side to another side. You have a line over here, and the wheel takes you from one side to the other side of that straight line. The Gemara, what do you call wheel in Hebrew? Moshe HaKodesh? Galgal. Galgal choyze boilon. Gemara tells us, some people are rich, some people are poor. So you have ups and downs, and the galgal is the one brings you over there. The galgal represents when the straight line connects to the ego. When the avoid of Adam connects to eternity, to something which has no end. Says the Menachem Mishiklov, Galgal, what's Galgal, Gematria of Galgal, the numeric value of Galgal? 66. That's 66. Because when Yaakov Avinu takes our avoid that connects it to eternity, he connects what we're doing to something that has no end. Our human, small human being becomes Mazar Bachayim, Avu Bachayim. We are eternal. We are Am Yisrael that has no end. It continues on and on and on. We have the Zera. That's a Galgal. That's when we become part of the ego. A straight line connecting to an eagle makes a Galgal. That's the idea of the 66 of Yaakov Avinu. So that's the Yaakov Avinu who comes to be trying. Tell you, first of all, Yaakov is the 66. Then Yosef completed the other part. He's taking the 70. It's another sugya. Why did he do that? That's the next puzzle. But Yaakov Avinu is 66, who's mashlim 66, as we mentioned, Megala Mukus. 66 plus Yaakov is the Ramach. That's where Yaakov Avinu gets his completion. He did his avoidah. His avoidah through his zera. His avoidah through the continuation with his children. With the next generation. Azar b'chay avu b'chay. And this, we come, mentioned Thursday night, Friday is the Yort site of my Rebbe, Ramon Shapir, Zechet Tzad, and Kodesh Lavrocha. And obviously, for sure not me, and I don't think there's probably anybody in this generation who can actually speak about Ramosha. Speak about who he was on his own. We said, you know, previous generations, we can't talk about them. It's not an I can comprehend. But we can talk about what he gave to us. What he gave to the next generation. And one thing that was so unique about Rav Moshe was how much he cared to give to the next generation. How much he cared about his Torah being delivered and teaching and growing up the next generation. And it's not that Rav Moshe was a nice, calm guy. It was tough. You had to work hard to get there. But once you did that work, then he would be masbir and explain to you and have patience for you with no limit. As he spoke to Rabbi Aaron Lopiansky Shlita, we're working today now in a sefer to come out, Be'ez Hashem, of the Shurim of Ramoshe, Be'ez Hashem, hopefully until the next year it's going to come out. But he told me that Agdara, Ramoshe was, once you go up Asarat Fachim, you go above the Asarat Fachim in the ground, then he's the best Baal Masbir. Then he was a Rebbe. But you need to do that first step to get up there. Wasn't that he came and just gave it to anybody, it was just open. But if you did that avodah, he had no limit. I mean, remember, I started getting close to him when I was 17 years old. And I have my notes of questions that I asked him. And he spent time to explain and teach questions that I know today from Amish were shtusim. But he did it. He had, as the Gemara tells us, about the Rebbe who taught his Talmud 400 times. And no limit. You, to give to the next generation. No, the Ramosha never, he barely wrote anything. You mamorim here and there. He didn't write smart. He just said shiur. So that's what his avoid is, to give shiur. And I feel he himself explained, when it's brought down in Sefer Yetzirah, the world was created with Sefer, B'Sefer, B'Sefer. Said a Sefer, whenever someone writes a Sefer, someone reads it, there's a little disconnect between the writer and the reader. It's not a connect. First of all, it's not right away. Your guy writes it now, and you read it 100 years later. Right? But also, the reader may interpret it his own way. When you have a sipur, when you have a shir, if someone teaches, whoever teaching you, obviously also they have interpretation, but it's a much more connect relationship, a connection. That's what he was busy with. He was busy with giving up, giving out the Torah, teaching, raising, building up Talmidim. It was amazing to see Every single Talmud got his own Torah that was fitting to him. I know I myself want to speak to him about certain limud, how to learn, what would be the right safety on learning. And then I heard from other Talmudim that some had the same direction that I have, and some had a completely different direction. He was never the one to say, okay, this is my mahalach, you want to connect to my mahalach, come, I'll tell you what to do. This is what I'm supposed to do. That was not his thing. Always he went ahead and it was, how will you be built up? How do I make you? You need to build yourself. You can use me, the Rebbe, to help you, but it needs to be your build up. To be your mahalach. Never a demand, no, it's my Torah, teach my Torah. Come tell me, I'm a good Rebbe, you have to call me. Not at all. Ramesh was always, the concept was, you are doing your own thing. You're building, I'm giving you the tools to build yourself. A real Rebbe was giving you the tools to be who you are. Meaning what he did was, he created a Zar. The Talmidim of Ramesh, and every time we meet someone that went through, learned by him even a little bit, the love and Gaguim, how much we miss him, is incredible. I mean, I could say myself that it doesn't pass one day that I don't think about something he said, about something he taught. Obviously, with shirim, every time you say a shir, it's always, every shir that I say, there's something, even when I speak in Yichasa, there's something that the Rebbe said, either this way or that way. And the whole mahalach, the whole way of Chashiva, the whole way of thinking, it's always built based on what he gave, what he produced, what he did as Zara. He built a whole new generation of Talmidim that took him and continued him on. So in a sense, when I was preparing this shir, you see, we didn't quote that. I said, maybe we should quote the word of Ramesh from here, Ramesh from here. Then I thought, Adrabah, the whole mahalach of Ramesh was that each Talmid builds his own mahalach. The fact you have Talmidim Ramesh that are thinking their own way based on what he gave them, the tools that he gave them, that's the Zar B'chaim of U'B'chaim. That's the means the next generation continued on to build based on the blocks that he gave, inherited to us, we could build on our own. The fact that we were Talmidim of such an Adam who gave us the tools to be our own person. That's the Zar B'chaim. You get the Zar B'chaim, the continuation is, when if someone teaches and someone is continuing the Mahalach of their Rebbe, whatever the Rebbe did, so eventually that's, it's over. Because one generation, along the Rebbe, the next generation, it's over. When you're building Talmidim, each one stands on his own. So now these Talmidim are going to continue doing next Talmidim, they'll stand on their own, next Talmidim stand on their own. That's a true Zar B'chai. That's the chain of Am Yisrael, doesn't end. The Yisrael that we learned here in the Sparsha Yaakov Avinu, Zar B'chai, and U'B'chaim, us feel that in our generation, our level, that's what my Rebbe gave. He did Zar B'chai through his Talmidim, he is here with us always, living. He's the whole time that his Torah is continuing, producing and creating throughout more and more. So one day we come to the yard side, the time of Tira, time of always sadness that he's not here. It's not Shani. We see how what he left produced so much. That is a true Zar B'chaim, Avu B'chaim. Until Be'ez Hashem, we'll see soon, when he comes up, B'chai Mamesh, in time of Mashiach Tikenu, and Chias Hameisim, she'll come and see him again, Be'ez Hashem.
You have been listening to a presentation of BensTorah.com.